Well, it's great to have folks here from Winchester Thurston, which is 125 years old this year. And I think if we added up the ages of everybody in this room, myself included, we wouldn't have that many years. Jennifer Krar is here, and me. I don't think we're... Maybe. We might be close. But we have some folks here from the Brilliant Bookworms storytelling group. And we're going to meet our tellers one by one. We're going to start with somebody from Forest Hills and somebody from Mount Washington telling first. And let's meet the two of you. What's your name?
Max.
And Max, how old are you?
8.
And what community do you live in?
Chatham Village.
And it's nice to have you with us. That's up on Mount Washington, right? And what do you like to do?
I like to read.
Do you have any favorite books?
No, not in particular.
I'm reading a memoir by a guy named Michael Moore right now, who makes films. And these are all stories about his childhood. And they're really a lot of fun. He's talking about growing up. Do you like to read true stories, or do you like to read...
Mysteries.
Ah, very good. And what's fun about reading mysteries?
Well, it's kind of just interesting to read them because you can, like, try to maybe, like, figure some of them out or something.
Mm-hmm. If, you know, I haven't read many mysteries. Is there one you'd recommend is a good one to read?
The Hardy Boy series is really good.
Ah, those are good. And as a matter of fact, when I was about your age, I read some of those, and they were a lot of fun. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Particular.
Well, that's just fine. And now let's meet your partner in storytelling. What's your name?
Morgan.
And Morgan, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And what community do you live in?
Forest Hills.
That's close to where I grew up. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I like to say hello to my dad and my mom.
Well, terrific. Anybody else?
Nope.
And what do you like to do in addition to telling stories? Do you have any hobbies or things you like to do in your spare time?
I play baseball.
Oh, and are you on a team?
Yes.
How are they doing? Are you done or?
We're done.
How was the season?
Undefeated.
Pretty good. What position do you play?
Third base.
Excellent. That's a tough position. Now, would you rather hit or be in the field if you had a choice? Is there one you like better than the other?
I like fielding.
Hey, I was never very good at fielding. I kind of like to hit, but was not too good at fielding. Well, I'm very glad you're both here. And I understand the name of your story is it called In a Dark, Dark Room? Am I right about that? So I'm going to turn it over to the two of you. And if you're just joining us, these are the Brilliant Bookworms. They are a storytelling club at Winchester Thurston, and we'll hear our first story featuring Morgan and Max.
In a dark wood, there was a dark, dark house, and in that dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room, and in that dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark chest, and in that dark, dark chest, there was a dark, dark shelf, and on that dark, dark shelf was a dark, dark box, and on that dark, dark box, there was a ghost!
Woo! Did you ever count how many times the word dark is in that?
No, except that would be kind of fun to try.
It would be. There was a dark... It's probably an even number, right? Because they always seem to come in pairs. You should know that everybody telling stories here, by the way, is telling stories. We're not reading from books. They're not reading from books. And we have people computing. You come up with the answer, anybody? There's a lot in there. A lot. But actually, too, I think just about every word was one syllable, I think. It was a dark, dark, dot, 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 I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of neat. That helps to give it the rhythm. Let's meet our next pair of storytellers who are right over here. And what's your name? Hang on, Drew. Let me get your microphone a little better. There you go. Try it again.
My name is Drew.
And how old are you?
I am 11.
It's nice to meet you. What community do you live in, Drew?
Shadyside.
And what do you enjoy doing when you're not telling stories?
I love to read. I love to play Legos. So.
What have you built out of Legos that... was impressive lately? Have you made anything pretty neat?
I got this really huge set of Diagon Alley from Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
And I built that.
Neat. Do you ever build things just, you know, your own design rather than following somebody else's?
Actually, I usually, like, build it, take it apart, and make something so awesome.
Yeah, that's what I would prefer to do. At least I think I would like doing that. So did you make anything out of that yet?
No, I'm keeping it because it's the biggest Lego I've ever built.
Sounds very nice. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Not particularly.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet your storytelling partner, who is right here. What's your name?
My name is Gwenny.
Hi, Gwenny. And how old are you?
I'm 8.
And what community do you live in?
I live in Shadyside.
So you're both Shadyside tellers. And Gwenny, what do you like to do?
I like to draw.
You do? Tell me what materials you use when you draw. What do you like to draw with?
I like to draw with colored pencils.
Very good. And what do you like to draw pictures of? Animals or nature or people, or do you have a specialty?
Well, I like to draw a lot of, I just like to draw everything, so it's nothing really special.
Just whatever you feel like drawing. When do you do it?
Maybe after school or on the weekends.
Well, that's nice. I really admire you because I can't, I can draw, but I'm not very good at it. And, If you have a talent for that, that's a great thing to be able to do. Does it make you feel good when you draw pictures?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think it would be a nice way to relax. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to my mom and dad.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay, well now we are going to draw on your experience as tellers, and we have Drew and Gwen together now, and this story is the teeny tiny ghost, is that correct? The teeny tiny ghost from the brilliant Bookworms and Shadyside's Drew and Gwenny.
There once was a teeny tiny ghost who lived in a teeny tiny house and went to a teeny tiny school and learned the teeny tiny alphabet. One afternoon, while the teeny tiny ghost was doing his teeny tiny homework, he told his teeny tiny black cats, "Teeny tiny black cats, can you sit on the windowsill? I'm very scared." So, meow, said the teeny tiny black cats. And the teeny tiny black cats sat on the windowsill. First the teeny tiny ghost booed, then he wooed, till all the grandfather clocks tumbled over. And then he howled and he yowled, till all the echoes came echoing through the house. Rap-a-tap-tap, what's that? Let us in, said the voices, and they sounded very big. So he said, I can hide in the grandfather clock.
But while he was in the grandfather clock, he shivered and made the chimes ring. Bing, bong, bing, bong. Thinking his head would blow up, he ran out. Let us in, said the voices at the door, and they sounded very big. His two teeny tiny cats were very afraid. Don't be scared, he said. I won't let them harm us. So he booed and he wooed. And he howled and he yowled until the door broke down. But then he heard clapping and cheering. All his little friends, all his teeny tiny friends and his teeny tiny teacher from school came holding a black hat and a cape. "You could be a magician for Halloween," they said. So he and his teeny tiny friends went and had fun on Halloween. And when it was over, he whispered to his two teeny tiny black cats, "Happy Halloween."
That was really well done. That was Drew and Gwenny. I liked the cat sounds and the spooky sounds that took place. I'm going to turn to librarian Jennifer Carrar for just a moment to talk about this program. And then we have one more story called Big Pumpkin that we're going to hear, I think, from AJ coming up in just a moment. When did you start this program?
Maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago. There was a fifth grader who asked me to start it, and we had three children come after school, and we tried to figure out how to learn stories together. And now there are from 16 children from third, fourth, and fifth grade.
Well, that's terrific. And what has surprised you the most, or I guess what have you really been taken by in doing this, Jennifer?
Well, I tell stories, and it's very hard for me to learn them, and I'm just amazed. We've only had a few meetings this year, and all five of these bookworms have been brilliant. They learn their stories. They've added little touches that are their own. And when I say touches of their own, that's what I like the most, is that I've heard these stories maybe 15, 20 times from different tellers over the years, and they're never the same. Like AJ will bring over to my right here, will bring in something, a totally new voice, or add something modern to it that will work perfectly. So I like how they transform.
Now, one of the things I think that's neat about storytelling is you learn things that you can use in other parts of life, not just telling stories, but it can help you with lots of things, right?
Definitely. You can entertain your friends. Now, you can also realize that nothing is fixed forever. Your imagination can change something in life. And I like, this is different from what you were talking about too, but Gwen and Drew, did you know each other very well before?
Sort of.
And now they've been working closely, and they're like a team, and to watch different age groups and people who aren't normally intersecting creating something.
Yeah, I think it's neat that you guys are both from Shadyside. I don't know how far apart you live, but you're telling...
We're 2 blocks away, literally.
did you know you were 2 blocks away beforehand?
I have a friend over there, so...
Come a little closer so I can hear you.
I have a friend out there who's her brother.
Uh-huh.
So...
Well, that makes sense. And, it's fun, too, if... Any of you thought about what you want to be when you get older yet? A little early for that, but is anybody thinking about that?
Me.
Let's get you in front of a microphone. That's it. Just pivot one of those in front of you there. What are you thinking you might like to be?
I kind of want to be either an actor or a director for a movie.
That's his max. So being an actor, you would need to be able to memorize lines and make them your own and become a character and really be able to tell things. And being a director, you would need to know exactly how you want it to go too, right?
Yeah.
One thing about bookworms, they learn that memorize is like a bad word.
Oh, okay.
In storytelling, that I try to get, we work on visualization and write pictures, but I find that getting stuck with just parroting the words of a story.
I agree with you.
But I go overboard. Kind of a brilliant bookworm thing. Where when they say memorize, I jump up and down and say, no memorizing. We learn our stories.
Well, I think that's actually a very good good approach to doing it, because I think most actors feel the same way. You sort of have to become one with what you're doing. Anybody else have any career plans yet? We first heard from Max Morgan.
Yeah, I want to be an athlete.
And do you know a bit baseball, do you think? Because you mentioned baseball before. So you need to be able to you know, posture yourself and position yourself. You'll be talking to the media as an athlete maybe or to your teammates, so it helps to be able to be really sharp at expressing yourself. And AJ, are you thinking about what you'd like to be? AJ is going to tell a story in just a minute, but
I'd love to be like famous, like a singer and actress, because I love to do that stuff.
So we've got a lot of show-offs here, or people that are potentially going to be in front of other people, so it's not surprising. How about you guys? Have you thought about it? We're going to turn first to Drew.
I have no idea.
I understand the feeling. And Gwynnie, do you know?
Well, I kind of want to be an artist, because I like to draw.
Yeah, you were talking about that before. And again, as Jennifer said, the ability to visualize and to think about stories and what your pictures might mean to the audience that's looking at them makes a lot of sense. So I always know a lot of teachers benefit from storytelling too, as well as even attorneys who have to tell stories to try to persuade other people and hold their attention. So it's kind of neat. Speaking of attention, I want to pay some attention to AJ, who's been quietly sitting here in the corner. AJ's partner is Victoria, who I don't think has made it. Unfortunately, she might be stuck in traffic, and but I know AJ can tell by yourself, too. But before you do, AJ, tell me more about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And what community do you live in?
Shadyside.
Another Shady Sider. Is that the right term, or are you Shady Sidians?
Shady Side
citizens, which is a tongue twister of sorts. So we have to be very precise with that. What do you like to do when you're not sharing stories?
Well, I love to sing, like I said, and I love to act. So I like to do a lot of that stuff.
And what kinds of songs do you like to sing?
Any song, really. Like, I just sing all the time. Yeah.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I play the violin.
Oh, very good. Now, singing and playing the violin at the same time would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I like to say hi to my my mom, my dad, and my grandpa.
Excellent. And your story, I understand, is called Big Pumpkin.
Yes.
Whenever you're ready, share it with us.
Okay. So there once was a little old witch who decided to plant a pumpkin for Halloween so she could make delicious pumpkin pie. So she took a little pumpkin seed and she put it in the ground and she covered it with dirt and she watered it and cared for it. And that pumpkin grew so fast that before you knew it, it was the biggest pumpkin you'd ever seen. And that little old witch, she thought, well, it's about Halloween and I think I should pull my pumpkin up. So she tugged and she pulled and she tugged and she pulled. But that pumpkin just sat. Drat, thought the witch. Just then, a little ghost came out of the graveyard and said, well, big pumpkin. And the little witch said, yes, it's big and it's mine and it's stuck on the vine and Halloween's just hours away. And the witch said, well, I'm bigger than you and stronger than you, and I think I could pull the pumpkin off the vine. So the witch said, drat, but thought of pumpkin pie and stepped aside. So the ghost pulled and he tugged and he pulled and he tugged and he pulled and he tugged. But that pumpkin just sat. Drat, said the ghost. But soon there came a big vampire. And he said, well, I'm bigger than you and stronger than you too. And so what if I pull the pumpkin off the vine? And the ghost said, drat. And the witch said, drat. But they thought of pumpkin pie and stepped aside. So the vampire pulled. And he tugged. And he pulled. And he tugged. But that pumpkin just sat. Drat, thought the vampire. Soon came a giant mummy. And he said, well, I'm bigger than all you and stronger than all you two. I could definitely pull the pumpkin off the vine. So the vampire said, drat. And the ghost said, drat. And the witch said, "Drat." But they all thought of pumpkin pie and stepped aside. So the mummy pulled and the mummy tugged. And he pulled and he tugged and he pulled and he tugged. But that pumpkin just sat. "Drat," thought the mummy. And soon there came a little bat. And he said, "Big pumpkin." And the witch looked at the ghost. And the ghost looked at the vampire. And the vampire looked at the mummy. And they all looked at the little bat. And then they started to laugh. And the bat said, "Well, I might not be big and strong, but I do have an idea." And so he told the witch to hang on to the pumpkin, the ghost to hang on to the witch, the vampire to hang on to the ghost, and the mummy and the vampire to hang on to the ghost, and the mummy to hang on to the vampire. And the bat held on to the mummy, and they pulled, and they tugged, and pop, off came the pumpkin right off the vine and rolled right down to the witch's porch. And that night, she made the best pumpkin pie ever. So after they ate the pumpkin pie, the little old witch took a little pumpkin seed from that big pumpkin, and she planted it in the ground, and she cared for it, and she watered it. And next Halloween, there was an even bigger pumpkin. But that's another story.
I liked it, AJ. Thank you. Did anybody else want to say anything that they didn't get a chance to say before you told your story? Anybody? Well, great. Well, thank you all. These are the brilliant bookworms from Winchester Thurston, and I hope we'll see you again either here or at school. And take care. Thank you.